Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show, and I have to apologize to everyone for not being on air live for the last 3 weeks, but I have exciting news. I spent the last 3 weeks and 7,000 miles worth of driving back and forth to Illinois and New Mexico to actually move to my new place in New Mexico, and I'm actually thrilled with it. So that's good enough for that. Now, let's bring on my guest. Her name is Carrie Colgrove. So, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Carrie, we're going to have you do a little bit of talking about yourself first, and then we're going to talk about your book, okay?
Okay.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about who Carrie is and what made you, you know, or prompted you to write the book?
Let's see. Well, I've been researching and writing about natural healing for over 15 years. And in the course of researching, I stumbled upon the energy. Well, I got into the energy medicines, and that led me to the gazpachos, which are really the superstar of energy medicines from South America. And they're very powerful, and they're quite a phenomena, but they're not well known because they've sort of been hidden for the last 500 years. The medicine people in the Andes who made gazpachos when the Spanish conquistadors invaded, the medicine people ran up high into the Andes and hid and stayed there for hundreds of years. And just now, you know, knowledge of gazpachos is starting to come back, you know, out of the mountains.
Which is kind of interesting because, again, like you say, Carrie, most people really do not know anything about the gazpachos, but you talk about there is 13 different types of gazpachos.
Actually, there are hundreds of types of gazpachos, and my book is an introduction to gazpachos, and it has 13 different gazpacho directions.
Okay, and the name of the book is Feast for the Gods, the Healing Art of the Incas.
Yeah, and maybe I can jump in and mention something right off. Most people haven't heard about gazpachos, so it helps to describe them. And what they are basically prayer bundles or a sacred bundle that prayers are put into. So we're really talking about sort of an advanced prayer technique.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people, Carrie, when it comes to prayers, they have a lot of different ways to do it. And a lot of times people tend not to do the prayers the right way. They ask for things to come instead of kind of giving thanks for things to be there. So do the disciples work the same way?
Actually, gazpachos are very, it's very fluid. You can ask for things or you can give gratitude. It works both ways with gazpachos.
I think that's real important. Gratitude is always very, very important. And somehow, sometimes people kind of forget how important that is. So that we have to mention a lot, okay?
Yeah, it is important.
Now, here's the other thing. You, when in your bio that I actually put up on the site already, you talk about a lot of the way you were taught. I think it was your grandfather that was helping you.
Oh,
when
my
I put up. Go ahead.
Well, when I was very young, I used to go to Mexico with my father,
mm-hmm.
and that's where my love affair with the Latin culture really started. He would take me down once a year when we would go to visit his father, and
mm-hmm.
he would buy me the little handmade Mexican dolls in pairs, the males and the females. And they remind me now of the little mini dolls that go in the gazpacho, in gazpachos.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big collection of them now.
For the gazpachos, let's describe a couple of them. Like, do you have some favorite ones?
I do. The first one in my ebook is called an abundance gazpacho. And people who are really into gazpachos make them at least once a month. And the abundance gazpacho is a great one to make once a month. And every time you make it, you get a different outcome because circumstances change and, you know, your prayers might change.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, gazpachos really help you get in that flow more and more, where we get more in right relationship and things start becoming easier. And that's why people will make gazpachos on a regular basis.
Are they hard to make?
No, they're really easy. And it's really hard to make any big mistakes. You can't really make any mistakes either, because it's all about intention. And basically, it's the items that go into a gazpacho, there can be quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to think of them is as mini feasts,
okay,
or a mini banquet that has mostly food items,
mm-hmm,
grains, legumes, dried fruits, lots of candies, chocolates, flowers, red or white wine or juice, and then the prayers are made by blowing them into leaves and putting those leaves in the gazpacho. And when it's really beautiful when it's done. Other elements usually include cotton balls that you spread apart to make it look like clouds, and then a starfish up at the top with some maybe multicolored ribbons to represent a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful works of folk art, actually. But when they're all done, and flowers go in them too, fresh flowers. When they're all done, you make them on a piece of paper. Then when they're done, you wrap the paper over it and tie it up, and you burn the gazpacho. And what that does is it releases. It creates a powerful energetic release. And that's when what I call gazpacho action starts. It's a real phenomena that after a gazpacho is burned, responses to the prayers begin. So a friend of mine made a gazpacho, and she put in prayers for a new employee or two for her real estate brokerage. And within 48 hours of making her gazpacho, three great candidates crossed her path.
That's neat.
And another gal wrote me a few weeks ago that she had made a gazpacho with one of the kits from my website. And within 48 hours of making that gazpacho, a check for $21,000 was in the mail to her.
I want that one.
Yeah, this was money she hadn't expected. She actually money that was owed, but she, you know, thought it was a lost cause in trying to collect it. And let's see, another gal, who I know makes lots of gazpachos, and the first time she made one, she put in prayers for some new income. And within 48 hours, she got a call from a very prestigious acting school here in Los Angeles. And they offered her a position right out of the blue. She hadn't even applied.
That's cool.
She is pretty well known in her specialty, but still, she had not applied. And, you know, some people could say, well, that's all coincidences. Well, maybe, maybe not. I just know that when I make gazpachos or other people tell me about their gazpacho experiences, things happen fast after you make a gazpacho.
That sounds cool. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, it's sort of a way to turn ordinary prayers into super prayers,
mm-hmm,
that get big results fast. Oh, here's another good one. Another gal I know, she interviewed me, I think it was a month or two ago on another radio program. She made a gazpacho prior, and she had been praying for over a year for a new business partner. Then she made a gazpacho, and she put that prayer in the gazpacho. And within 48 hours, a great new business partner showed up for her.
Mm-hmm. And now, listen, a lot of people, you're going to be able to get a hold of Carrie. So, Carrie, could you give out your website for the people or a phone number if you want?
Sure. The website is www.feasts, F-E-A-S-T-S, for the gods, G-O-D-S, plural, .com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call and ask me some more questions or talk about anything about gazpachos, is 310-237-2421.
Great. We're going to announce it again. So if you didn't get it the first time, we're going to do it again here. Now, you do some workshops, and one of the things for your workshop, it says become a powerful healer in 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you like to explain how people maybe can do that?
Yeah. Just by making a gazpacho. That's about how long it takes to make a gazpacho, 60 minutes more or less. And traditionally, gazpachos have been limited to select circles of medicine men and women in the Andes and even in the States here. And they're a powerful healing tool. They turn ordinary prayers into super prayers, but they're a great healing tool as well. Basically, what gazpachos do is bring blessings of all sorts, whether it's material blessings, physical healing, healing emotional trauma. Gazpachos are great for that. Or different types of spiritual healing. And so...
When it comes, Carrie, to making these, now, in your book that you wrote, do you explain how to do them? But let's talk a little bit about your book.
Okay.
So in your book, you talk about the gazpachos. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you explain kind of in detail how easy it is for people to make the gazpachos? And do you put in different things that the people can, you know, as far as what they're praying for, put that in there too?
Exactly, yes. In fact, the book is mainly directions for making different types of gazpachos. Step-by-step directions so anybody can sit down with the book, gather the ingredients, and make the gazpacho with step-by-step directions. They're really foolproof. And they do have quite a few items do go into the gazpachos. I think most of them have over 30 different items, mainly food items, like beans, rice, raisins. But also on my website, you can buy gazpacho kits that have almost everything you need to make a gazpacho. And that makes it extra convenient. But the items that the kits don't have are fresh flowers, leaves, which anybody can go out and gather, you know, outside in the yard, and red and white wine or juice. So those are the items that you would need to add to the kit.
Is it more powerful to use the wines or the juice?
Either. It's a matter of preference. I prefer to use juice, especially when I make the gazpachos for groups, because you never know who doesn't drink.
Right.
And it's basically about intention. So, you know, whether there's alcohol in it or not doesn't really matter.
Okay. Just a person's preference. Now, it's an e-book, so if they want your book, how do they get it?
It can be ordered from the website.
Okay. And so it goes out as an email, basically, you know, which is what an e-book is. So you just send it, like, to their email address, and it's, like, right there for download?
Right. You place the order, and then as soon as your payment is received, then there's a link that appears to download the file for the book. And you download it just like you would download any other document and then can print it out. And it has some really beautiful photographs of gazpachos, 13 different ones. So that's kind of a special thing in the book, too, is I get a lot of comments on how beautiful the photographs are. And it really is gazpacho art where I made them myself, and I really pulled all the ingredients apart so you can really see exactly what's there. A lot of times when people make gazpachos, they'll just dump everything right in the middle of the piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But for the book, just so people could really see all the items, I didn't do that. And what resulted is it's beautiful art. I call it gazpacho art. So that's kind of a special bonus that comes with the book.
Okay. That's kind of, I'm going to have to do that because I got some things here I want happening, let me tell you. The other thing, Carrie, now, you also talk about the prophecies from 2012.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's tell our listeners a little bit about what that is, and then you talk about how you put the specials, you know, behind the power with law of attraction. So let's talk a little bit about your prophecies and how you understand the different, like the Mayas, the Incas, and the Hopis prophecies.
Yeah, it seems like, and I'm not an expert on this by a long shot, so my impression is very general, and my general impression is that the Mayan, Hopi, and Inca prophecies all really are about a leap in consciousness for the human race. And it's happening as more and more people heal spiritually, which means moving from living in a fear-based mentality to more of a love-based mentality that's based on trust, cooperation. And the more we do that, the more we evolve spiritually. And that's really what 2012 is about, is getting to this point to where I think at a certain point when enough people drop fear-based living and move over into love-based living, then everyone's going to shift.
Oh, I think so too, Carrie. You know, I think one of the biggest things is that a lot of people truly have forgotten what love is all about because they listen to too much television, too much radio, which is mostly fear-based information to keep us where they want us.
Yeah.
You know, and the sooner people don't buy into that, the sooner they actually can grow because living in the fear base, you can't grow. It's like you're frozen and you can't move. So, you know, that's important. And I think, you know, we need to kind of get back to that. We need to know how to love one another again and not ever lose that again.
Yeah, and where we've been in recent years, though, has all been necessary to help us move to this realization that, hey, it doesn't work when we're all competing against each other and fighting and quarreling, you know? So that's been part of the evolution, too.
You know, because a lot of people, because of so much literature out there about 2012, everybody, you know, it was kind of funny you said you're not, you know, the specialist in this. Well, I truly don't believe that any one particular person has all the knowledge, number one. So the easier it is to understand, the easier people who are now waking up, as we call it, will start to see that the world is not coming to an end, but it is a change of the consciousness to bring us to a much higher level if we are really too involved here.
Yeah, one explanation I've heard for the Mayan calendar actually ending at 2012 is because it represents the end of Homo sapiens and the beginning of Homo luminous, the enlightened human, the human that does not live in fear, which I like that explanation. And I've heard it described as an evolutionary leap of consciousness and a sort of birthing, where the human race is birthing itself anew to, you know, step into this time of trust and cooperation. I think it's going to be really exciting and fun.
Oh, I do too. I'm really looking forward to it. what's really funny is my angels have always told me 2010. So when everybody's, you know, in fear about 2012, I'm going, well, you don't get it. It's kind of already starting. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of changes during 2010, working our way to 2012 and all the way through to 2015. Because it's not an overnight deal here. You know, people think, man, 2012, December 21st, 2012 is going to get here and the world is just going to be a change. And that's not really, I don't think that that's really the way it's going to be. You know, we still have to do our work here. We still have to make sure that we know what we're doing. And we really have to do it out of love more than anything else. A lot of people are doing it out of, well, what can I gain by doing something for 2012? And that's just not, I don't think, where it should be.
Well, what can be gained is a more joyful living And you're right. We're in the midst of the shift now. So, you know, the big wave that's building now of increasing popularity and interest in spiritual healing, that's all part of the shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's no coincidence. And it's just going to keep, you know, growing. It's going to keep snowballing and getting bigger and bigger.
And it needs to. I mean, because we're kind of behind, actually.
Now, where the sponsors fit into this
is coming
back to, you know, be a powerful healer in 60 minutes or less, is despachos are a very powerful healing vehicle. So, you know, if somebody, you know, wants to start healing, you know, anger and fear or, you know, anything in their life, despachos are an easy way that anybody can do it themselves without having to find, you know, an advanced energy medicine practitioner, you know, and spend, you know, that kind of money. And some people, you know, they just, you know, don't know where they might find an energy medicine healer. Well, now anybody can pick up the despacho book and start making despachos. And the different despachos in the book, you know, focus on different types of healing. So there's a handful of despachos in there that if somebody, you know, makes them, they're going to be getting a lot of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting to be able to do that for yourself.
Well, it is, you know, and see, because Carrie, I'm a very firm believer that all of us have a great deal of our own healing locked kind of inside us, but a lot of people don't trust themselves to think that they can. So I think the despachos are really a great way to help people, again, kind of wake that up for themselves too.
Yeah, it's a really, really easy way. And despachos are deceptive in that they seem like plain because, you know, you're making a pretty arrangement of, you know, the dried fruits and the grains and the flowers and the candies on a piece of paper. But everything symbolizes something else. So you're really working at that mystic symbolic level. And that's a very powerful place to work. So, for example, one of the despachos in the ebook is despacho to heal the feminine aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the feminine aspect is the feeling function, feelings. And this despacho is very powerful for healing various types of emotional trauma, including sexual trauma that might occur with incest or even rape. This is powerful medicine. At the same time, some of the despachos in the book aren't as serious. There's a wedding despacho, which is about creating a beautiful visioning ceremony at the beginning of a marriage. To help attract and bring in, to help manifest the couple's dreams of their life together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun too. And that despacho can also be done to renew a marriage or to heal a marriage. So, you know, you can use the despacho for law of attraction stuff, you know, to help get a great new car or maybe, you know, a big check to come to you, or also for serious healing. They're very versatile.
Can you use them in combination? Like, can you make a couple at the same time, or do you only do one at a time?
It's possible to do a couple at the same time. One real common technique is one of the despachos in the ebook is a death despacho, which put any like ideas about death aside for a moment. This despacho is traditionally made when somebody passes. But it's also really great for closing old chapters in our lives. So let's say somebody is leaving a relationship or a job or an addiction and really wants to help get it in their past. The death despacho is perfect for that, for creating sort of a new beginning. But then once we clear out, we want to bring in good new things. So it's always a good idea to follow a death despacho with, say, an abundance despacho to help bring in new things into the voids that we've created.
Okay, so if you do the first one, the death one, it takes about 60 minutes, you said, basically, for most of them. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then after you do that, then to follow it up right away with the abundance, you know, like don't wait a day or 2 days, but like right away, will that bring in quicker energy, do you think?
I'd say within a few days to a week would be a good idea. Give it a few days with the, you know, the death despacho and then make an abundance despacho.
Okay, now, when people go to your website, let's give it out again so they can go check it out.
Yeah, it's www.feasts, plural, F-E-A-S-T-S, for the gods, G-O-D-S.com.
Okay. Now, when they go there, because, I mean, while I'm talking with you, of course, I have your website up, and I'm looking all through it to make sure that I don't miss anything. But what I find is that, you know, on your website, it's really kind of interesting because you do have the pictures, and they look really kind of neat. But you do have other products besides the despacho that you have on there. You have, like, a T-shirt and a bag.
Uh-huh.
Now, can they, for that, because it's called despacho art cards, apparel, and other merchandise, do they have, like, a certain despacho one that's put on there, and that's why they would wear, like, the T-shirt or take the bag? How does that work?
Oh, those have specific despachos on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you go to the shop page, and click on, you know, one of the T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
it should come up and it'll show you which picture of despacho art is on it. So these are really you know, T-shirts and tote bags that feature the despacho art, some of the more popular despacho art out of the book. Like the despacho to heal the feminine is just absolutely stunning with a big giant pink lily flower. The despacho to heal the masculine has an amazing red-tailed hawk feather.
Mm-hmm.
That's really stunning.
So I think it's kind of neat because when people see a T-shirt on you that has some kind of something on it, it's like, oh, tell me about that. What is it? You know, that's cool. So, I mean, to me, that would kind of be a good way to help let people understand that, you know, through despacho, they can kind of get what they want. And if somebody buys the T-shirt and can explain it to a person who's saying, well, what's this for? What is this? I think that would be kind of cool and kind of interesting.
Yeah, it could be a good conversation starter, and it's some beautiful art, too, just to wear.
Mm-hmm. It looks kind of neat, huh? You know. I like the picture that you have with the abundance, with all that food and everything. That looks really good. I was looking going, that's pretty cool looking. You know, it's got a lot of color to it.
It's a good idea to have a snack before you make a despacho, otherwise you're tempted to eat, like, the candy and the chocolate yourself.
Hey, is there a despacho that you use chocolate in? You know, a lot of people like chocolate.
My 13-year-old says a despacho is a terrible waste of candy.
I think that's kind of... But on the abundance one, I know it's really kind of neat because you do have all the grains and stuff, but you also have a dollar bill on there.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody wanted to put, say, a $100 bill on there, would it bring it better, make it better?
No. If you want to have $100, just make a photocopy of your $100 bill and put the photocopy in.
Yeah, because you don't want to burn that.
the money in the despacho is put in there because... money is a measure of success for us. So
mm-hmm.
money symbolizes, we're not saying money means success, it simply can symbolize success. And so we put a dollar bill or a five or a ten or whatever into the despacho to attract success to the despacho.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, everything is symbolic. So one of the, one item in the despacho is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that represents sweetness and love.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, and then there's the cotton balls that we spread out to make them look like clouds, and we put those into the despacho, and those do represent clouds, which bring rain to make everything grow and flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Or another item is a rainbow is really common in gazpachos. And usually you make it with multicolored ribbons or that variegated kind of rainbow yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And the rainbow represents transcendence and connecting the visible and invisible worlds, which is, that's how we work with the gazpacho, is we're really working with the invisible worlds here.
People, I think, are very symbolistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like they kind of have to see something to really, you know, get it going in their mind. A lot of people are not where they just can envision it, but they really have to see it.
Yeah.
So seeing the gazpachos and how pretty they really look, I mean, to me, that would have a real big impact on what people are creating for themselves and what they really want. But I think that's pretty important, you know, for people to, you know, have it, see it, hold it, touch it, feel it, smell it, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. And it's a fun experience. It gets you to really sit down and focus.
Mm-hmm. You also worked in the corporate world, but you didn't really like working with the corporate world, I think. Is that true?
Well, I loved the corporate world, but I think I did what I was supposed to do there, and then I moved on.
Which is good. Now, you also do, well, I don't know if you still do, but you did write women's health newsletters. Are you still writing those, Terry?
No, I started that health newsletter in 1992, and I ended up, I'm not sure what year it was, several years later, I sold it to a company in Atlanta called Soundview Communications, and then I stayed on for 5 more years as editor, and then we parted ways. Now, Dr. Nan Fuchs is the editor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great newsletter about natural healing for women.
Do you think women in general, because they're so giving and so loving toward everybody else, tend to forget about themselves?
Well, that's pretty common, yeah. It's common, and it's easy to do, especially, you know, when we're in our reproductive years, and maybe we have a partner, children, parents maybe that are getting older and need care. So it can be tricky balancing, you know, all that and taking care of ourselves and everybody around us.
Carrie, do you have any words for the ladies that are listening to help them understand that it's okay to try to treat themselves better first?
Oh, yeah, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we get so run down that we can't take care of others. So it's important for, you know, for everyone to take care of themselves first.
A lot of women have a hard time doing that because they think they're being selfish or egotistical.
Okay, well, you know, that's a myth because, if you just look at the alternative of
mm-hmm.
just, you know, giving and giving and giving and giving until you're all worn out and spent and maybe sick, and then you need somebody to take care of you. So I'm simply talking about, you know, keeping ourselves healthy, physically and emotionally, so we can be our at our best and most productive, which includes, you know, helping and supporting others as appropriate. But the alternative is to just, you know, spend ourselves until we get so run down that we need caretaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's about.
When I do my counseling and stuff, most of the time when it comes with women, I tell them it really is okay to say no to other people. They actually will wait, but you need to do yourself first. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't have the energy, it is not going to happen for you, and then it won't happen for anybody else.
Right.
And they look at me truly, they're like, I'm crazy. how could you say no? You know, they're my kids, it's my husband, it's da-da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, well, no works well for all of them.
Well, there's also, it's important to know when to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's not appropriate. Sometimes, you know, somebody will have a need that they really do need help with, and
mm-hmm.
and it's appropriate for us to help out. Though when somebody is not being responsible for themselves and they ask us to be responsible for them, now that's wrong. That's when it is time to say no, because that's an example of volunteering to be taken advantage of, which maybe is, you know, if you, so, you know, you're saying, you know, your recommendation to say no, I mean, a lot of women could really find a lot more time for themselves if they just really started studying, okay, where am I being taken advantage of in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And deciding, okay, I'm going to start saying no to that stuff. You know? And all of a sudden, there's your time to, you know, exercise 4 times a week, make better food for yourself, go get a pedicure now and then. There's your, you know, there's your take care of yourself time right there, just to cut out the taking advantage.
Right. And again, I think people need, especially women, need to make sure that they can do that. Carrie, could you give out your website again, please?
Yeah, it's Feasts, FEASTS, for the gods. .com.
And the phone number?
The phone number is 310-237-2421.
Now, repeat that for them again so we make sure that they get it.
310-237-2421, and I will answer, and I love to talk about despachos.
How many despachos do you think you've made, Carrie?
I've made hundreds, and it's always fun. It's always different, and I happen to have a pretty wild dream life, where I will actually see how the despachos are working in my dreams. I'll see it energetically, so I know when I've made one. And, you know, if it's worked. So I do develop my own despachos frequently using, you know, various symbolic items. And, you know, anybody can do that too. So if there's a despacho in, let's say you get my ebook, and there isn't a despacho that you think is, you know, what you need, you can develop your own. The only rules are never put a knife in a despacho and never put locks. Basically no weapons. No weapons and no locks. Otherwise, it's easy to create your own despachos by coming up with symbolic items. Let's say maybe you want more peace in your life. Well, mm-hmm. then you would think of an item that represents peace. And maybe a sprig of olive branch.
Okay.
And, you know, that can be the item that symbolizes peace. And then you put in everything else that goes into a basic abundance despacho. But adding a few symbolic items can totally change the focus of a despacho. So in my ebook, most of the despachos use the abundance despacho as a base and then add specialty items. So the, I think it might be 10 or 11 of the despachos in the ebook use the abundance despacho as a base. And so the if you go through and you look at the directions for the various despachos in the ebook, you'll see how that'll give you a better idea of how to create your own despachos.
Can kids create despachos?
I'm sorry, what?
Can children create despachos?
Oh, sure. Kids will have a ball making despachos.
I think it'd be a lot of fun for them, you know, as long as they kind of had the idea behind it. You know, you don't want them to make ones that aren't so good, but I think they would have a great time making those. I think it would be fun. The other question I had, now you have a daughter that's 13, is that what you said?
A son.
A son? Is that the only one you have?
I have two sons. One's, one just turned 13 and the other's 15.
Okay. The 15-year-old, what, now does he know how to do the despachos? Does he watch you? Does he get it caught up with that?
He has no interest in despachos.
Even though he sees how great they are and how they work?
He's too busy playing guitar and playing with his friends.
And then the younger one, does he get caught up with them?
He likes to raid my candy stash. You know, I have a big, a pretty big assortment of candy that I use for despachos. And he thinks it's really special to come raid my candy. And I think it's fun to let him. But he thinks he thinks despachos are a big waste of candy.
Uh-huh. Now, the name of your book again, let's leave that out for people.
The name of the book is Feasts for the Gods, the same as the website.
And they can get it through your website, so let's give that out again.
It's www.feasts, plural, F-E-A-S-T-S, for the gods.com.
And, Carrie, do you ever go out and do workshops? Like, you know, can you go out, like, to groups if somebody wants to have a group and, like, you know, a big group or whatever and learn how to do them? Do you go out and teach them?
Yeah, and it's really fun. I teach a monthly despacho workshop where we make different despachos at a place in Glendale, California. It's called Indigo Rising. And the next despacho workshop is going to be, let me look at my calendar, the 31st of May from 4 to 6:30, and then right after is going to be a drumming session.
Do they have to make reservations in advance?
No, people can just walk in, and the workshops are really fun because they're inexpensive. They're only, I think, $30.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to make a despacho, which actually we make one together, one big despacho. When you
mm-hmm.
make a despacho in a group, you make just one, not individual ones.
Okay.
But, you know, we take a long time to make the despacho. So we talk about what the various elements mean, and there's lots of time to answer questions. But I think by the time the workshop's over, everybody has a really good idea of how to make a despacho if they want to, you know, go make some on their own if they haven't ever made them before, or, you know, some people come back to, you know, more than one workshop because we make different despachos every month. And it's fun.
It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. And then you said after that you do a drumming?
After the one on the 31st, there's going to be a drumming session. And after the one in June, too, I think the June one is the June 14th. From 4 to 6:30.
Is there a reason for the drumming afterwards, or is it just that you like to do the drumming?
That's just the next activity there that night.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice. I think the drumming might be free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great, you know, late afternoon, early evening activity to come to the, you know, despacho workshop and stay for the drumming.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. I'm sorry. Carrie, are you still there?
Yeah. Hi, Nancy.
Okay. I was talking like crazy, and also my phone went dead. Maybe it wanted me to breathe. So I'm sorry about that. The other thing, Carrie, there's a part you did an interview, and I want to talk about this a little bit. It's called The Despacho Secret of the Indian Medicine Masters. When you did that interview, were people... Did they know about them yet? Had you done other interviews before this one so that people knew about the despachos, or was this kind of a new one where people just started to learn about them?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
When you first started doing interviews,
uh-huh,
did people kind of know about the dyspraxia, or is from the interviews that you have done made it a lot easier for people to know about them and start to use them?
I think people are still really getting educated about them. Most people I talk to about them have not heard about them before, unless they've been exposed to, you know, some of the energy medicines that make dyspraxias.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I had heard about them before, but I didn't know too much about them until you actually started talking and explaining them. You know, because people talk about many different things, and I was just curious because, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people do not know about dyspraxia, but, you know, since you're out there teaching it, talking about it, you know, letting people understand that they really do work, you know, that I think is really kind of a neat thing, because people right now, I think, need a lot of their own manifestations to happen, their own prayers to happen, to really kind of see that, you know, we're really going to be okay. Do you maybe think that might be true?
Yeah, I think now more than ever, a lot of people are really seeking for, you know, ways to heal themselves and to help scoot themselves on to the next level, and dyspraxias are just phenomenal for that. They're also really great for people who are interested in using the law of attraction, because I think oftentimes people will, you know, think positive, feel positive, and visualize what they're trying to attract, and still be disappointed. And dyspraxias add a whole new element to the law of attraction, where you're actually, it's kind of like working with a vision board, but it's kind of like a supercharged vision board, because you're putting prayers in to the dyspraxia, and then when you burn it, there's just this explosion of energy in the universe that it's like you turn yourself into this super magnet at that point, and stuff really starts coming to you. It's an amazing phenomena, and you know, I hope most people who hear about dyspraxia will make at least one so they can experience this. You know, I've given dyspraxia kits to people who had never heard of them before, and I said, look, just try it and be open to whatever happens, and without fail, people are just really wowed. It really is a way to turn an ordinary prayer into a super prayer that does get big results really fast.
Yeah, and I think that's important, because, you know, a lot of people read the law of attraction, and they did exactly what you just said, Carrie. You know, they believed, they tried, they, you know, did their part, but they just didn't quite get to where they wanted to be. And so a lot of people got very dissatisfied, or, you know, thought, well, maybe this is just a hoax and it doesn't work. You know, so, and I agree, I think them seeing the visual of a dyspraxia would really not only increase, you know, the emotions that need to go into a prayer to really bring what you want, but help them to focus more, like you said, the vision board.
Right.
But, you know, it looks really pretty, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they'd be very interesting. I'm going to have to try some of those, Carrie, just, you know, I'm going to have to try some, you know, because there's a lot of things that I would want, and one is to get my school open for kids. You know, so let's give out your website again, and the name of your book, and your phone number.
Okay, the website is www.feasts, plural, F-E-A-S-T-S, for thegods.com. The phone number is 310-237-2421. And the ebook can be ordered on the website. The ebook's name is Feasts for the Gods. And the dyspraxias really are a super tool for, you know, manifesting with the law of attraction. And what, and another thing that people might like to know is, when you make a dyspraxia, there is no limit to the number of prayers and wishes, desires you can put into a dyspraxia. You can put 100 wishes. Now, I'm not saying they're all going to be answered, but I've yet to hear, well, it's pretty much the norm to make a gazpacho. Well, every time you make a gazpacho, your well-being gets enhanced in some way. So it might be material, it might be emotional, it might be spiritual, but in some way. And there's no limit to the number of gazpachos somebody can make. I know a lot of people that they'll make their first gazpacho, and they get so excited with the results that, you know, they're immediately hooked and they start making them on a fairly regular basis. That happened to me. In fact, for a while, I used to make them more than one a week. And it was just, initially it's so exciting. It's so exciting to be able to blow a prayer into a leaf, put it in a gazpacho, burn it, and voila, things start happening.
It sounds great, you know, it just sounds great. So before we have to go off air, let's give out the name of your book again, your website, and your phone number. And if there's any, you know, particular hours, Carrie, that, you know, you really want to talk with people, let's give that out too.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Los Angeles, so so if anybody calls, they're going to be calling to me at Pacific time. And the name of the book is Feasts for the Gods, and the website is the same, Feasts, F-E-A-S-T-S, for the gods.com, and the phone number is 310-237-2421. And maybe I should mention also, there's nothing religious about the gazpachos. They are compatible with, you know, any beliefs that anyone might have. Because it is not, the gazpachos are not a religion. They're simply working on the symbolic and energetic level.
And again, I think that's important because, you know, some people do get a little strange or something sometimes. But just, you know, for all the listeners, you know, really check out her website. It's got some really good things on it. And the book, you've got to get the book because if those pictures look as good as they do on our website, you may want to eat some of those pages in the book. They look really kind of neat. They look like they'd be a lot of fun, Carrie. I'm so very glad that we had you on the show and, you know, you got to explain to people about it because the more people that learn about it, the better actually the whole, you know, world can be because people start to be happy again and they'll start to love again, which is all very, very important.
And a gazpacho is a great thing to make with your friends. It's a wonderful thing to share with friends. So that's something to keep in mind, too. And if somebody's going to make one, invite a few friends over and make it a social event. Have fun with it.
Have a bunch of gazpacho parties. That's what we do.
Yeah.
If a group in another state, Carrie, would like you to come out, you know, and, you know, go through, you know, the whole form, everything on how to do it, would you be, you know, willing to do that?
Well, as long as, you know, it's not going to put me in the red. I mean, I'm not independently wealthy, so at least not yet. So I need to have my expenses covered, but sure, I'd love to.
It would be fun. You know, the other thing is, I don't know if you do it, but you might want to think about it, is to do some of those teleseminars, you know, where you actually go on and, you know, you put it as a seminar where people can listen to you while you're doing it right, you know, live. That would be kind of cool, too.
Right. It'd be fun to video cast it, right?
Yeah, I think that this process could be a lot of fun with all different kinds of things. We're going to have to try that. But, Carrie, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, and sorry about the cough. I just got choked up all of a sudden. But I would like to, you know, thank you for being part of the show and explaining the, you know, the meaning of the gazpachos and that they do exist. Because I think people do need that hope.
And this is, I like to emphasize too, this is an activity that, you know, anybody can do in their kitchen with the contents of their cabinets. You know, you can get, oh, and I'd like to mention too, on the website, there are free gazpacho directions. So you can download for free the directions for the Abundance Gazpacho. And then you don't have to have all the items. You can substitute items and even omit a few if you don't have substitutes and your gazpacho will still work fine. So you can download for free the directions off the website and then make a despacho with what you already have on hand. So it's really an accessible kind of activity that that anyone can do with pretty much whatever they have.
I think that's wonderful, Carrie. Again, thank you very much for being on the show, and give out your website real quick, name of the book and a phone number, and then we have to say goodbye.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Thanks for having me. And the book is Feasts for the Gods, and the website is Feasts, F-E-A-S-T-S, for the gods.com. The phone number is 310-237-2421.
Carrie, it's been great. We're going to, you know, I'm going to try this, and then I'll bring you back on the show again, and we'll talk about how good it works. How's that?
Great. I'll talk to you then.
You take care, Carrie, and thanks again. You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. Sorry about the cross little spat I had. I'm glad to be back on air. I will be back every week after this, and I just want everybody to know that I, you know, got moved to my home in New Mexico, where I'm looking forward to it. So may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and take care. Bye now.